Pebble, are you part of the new Bucks ownership?
Did I win the lottery and I didn't know about it? No, I'm not part of the next. Why would I want to be part of the Bucks new ownership? I don't get to make any decisions.
Well, I'm not sure. That's my view of it.
That's my view as well.
Why do you got to make a decision?
What?
I said there's pride in ownership. Why does he got to want
to
make a decision?
I don't know. Ask Pebble. He wants to make decisions.
Because I'm owner and title. I don't get to make any decisions. Of course I want to make some decisions.
What decision? All right, now you're...
What kind of basketball decisions are you making?
All right, here we go now. Well, Pebble, you're now... You purchased Mark Lazary. He, I believe, is still in his five-year run where he's in charge. Edens was in charge first, and then Lazary, I think he's got till next year, but it doesn't matter. So now you bought him, and now you get to decide because his time, yeah, five-year time. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Pebble?
Well, nothing right now because I think we're fine the way they are right now.
I want to make decisions, but at some point you might want to.
I would agree with Pebble. I think most owners buy in order that they can decide what happens. That's why you want to be owner. I'm the boss. However, my belief is the Haslam's got a major PR problem.
Good leaders delegate, by the way. They don't try to make all the decisions. They know they're not the best at making decisions. They delegate.
Owners of sports teams? You serious?
Yes.
Jimmy Jones?
I didn't say all of them.
What percentage? There are a lot of outliers, I would say. But anyway, I believe that Jimmy and Dee Haslam, they got some serious PR problems because they're the owners of the Browns.
Who?
The Browns owners.
What's the PR problem?
People think they're idiots and they've made bad decisions.
Deshaun Watson for one.
Yeah, there you go.
Add that personality problem.
So now you buy in and take Lazary's portion, and the Bucks are going to be good, and people are going to think the Haslams are smarter. They're now owners of a good team, a good organization. You know why they bought the Bucks? Because they heard Tony Smith say the Bucks are winning a championship. They were talking to Lazary, and then the Bucks pick up Jay Crowder, and Tony Smith says the Bucks are winning the championship, which you said, right?
They just made the winning move.
Yep. Yeah, and then Lazary's going, and then the Haslam's going, buying it now. Because if they win a championship, we're going to get some of the credit. Nobody's going to know because we're not going to tell them that we don't have any say over anything. We're the less saying owners in the history of the NBA. Doesn't matter.
They're going to get credit, though?
Of course.
The Bucks already won one recently.
I know, but to win another one, given where their PR is, anything's an improvement. To be part of a good organization, a successful organization, is going to help the image of the Haslams. The people in Cleveland might need a little bit more, but in terms of given their situation, brilliant move. They overpaid hugely. They paid the portion, whatever Lazary has, like a
you
third.
Overpay for popular items.
$3.5 billion valuation. Surpassed only by the $4 billion purchase of the Phoenix Suns. But what that tells me is that these people got so much money, they don't know what to do with it. So they paid a third of 3.5 or a quarter. We don't know what Lazary had, a quarter or a third. But just remember, you don't have anything to worry about the Bucks stinking because the Haslams are part owners. Nothing. Zero.
Who was worried, though?
Well, if you assumed that they would take over for Lazary, which means they would be running the show now. I don't know. I think he had like a year left on his 5 years. If the Haslams had a say in the future of the Bucks at any point in time, you damn right I'd be worried.
I got bad news for you.
Uh-huh.
First of all, no one knew. And second of all,
what do you mean no one knew?
Was worried about it. No one knew about the move.
You don't think people are worried about the move?
No, Pebble and I both didn't know.
What?
Pebble and I both didn't know about the move. How did you know about the move?
It's in ESPN.com. Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Most people don't know about the move.
I knew about it because I saw it as well.
No one's worried about it.
I would be. Why? No one except me has said they're not running the show. If you thought they were filling it for Lazary, damn right I'd be worried. I don't want Haslam to have nothing to do with anything, including the Walgreens down the street from me. They screw up everything they touch. Do I want somebody who screws up every sports team they touch? I don't know, but you put Haslam's in charge. They'll screw it up.
Now you're just jinxing the Bucks right now.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, because
Edens,
No, Edens would never let these people decide
Bucks are
anything.
Now not going to win the championship because Homer just jinxed them.
I jinxed them.
Homer
no.
just said, ooh, the Habs are involved.
No,
they
saying.
They screw up everything.
They do, but they, people need to know
Bucks
that Edens
just lost the championship.
No, Edens is too smart to do that.
Nope, they just lost it.
Oh, what, but even, so because I say something not true, that's not true?
You
all right, the Milwaukee Bucks are going to be last and lose every game the rest of the year.
Too late now,
does that jinx them?
Nope. Because it's not
legit.
You're
just looking for a jinx.
It's not legit. You're trying to jinx them.
Just blame me for everything.
You're trying to jinx them.
I'm trying to help people so that before they read any other stories, realize, because if Haslam's had a say, they'd have reason to be damn worried.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think the owners are doing anything.
Everything they've touched.
Yeah, no,
they got the Midas touch. You know what the Haslam's Midas touch is?
They have people in place that they can rely on.
Yeah, right. And those people have screwed everything up. You know what, you know, the people with the Browns. The Browns have been horrible.
I'm not talking about
the Browns. That's what they own.
I'm talking about the Bucks, though.
Well, they'd be an owner.
We're talking about the Bucks.
They would be in charge of the Bucks like they're in charge of the Browns.
But they ain't making the decisions.
Well, that's because I'm giving people that information.
Well,
that's not been stated by anybody. Find any story.
We know it's not going to happen.
No, I mean,
no one thought the Haslam's were coming in running stuff.
No, if they would get Lazary's portion, the setup of the Bucks was three-way. Edens was in charge for 5 years. Lazary's in charge, and his time is now.
You're the guy who's screaming like a fire in the middle of the mall.
Yes, yeah. If Haslam's were in charge.
No fire.
Well, right. We don't know that.
You're going to be arrested.
I know.
You're going to be arrested.
I know that, but everybody else doesn't know that unless they listen to the show. Find any other story. Pebble, you've seen any other story that says the Haslam's bought Lazary's the portion but have no say in anything, so nobody needs to be worried that they'll screw up the Bucks the way they screwed up Cleveland.
I have not
have you seen
anything,
that anywhere?
No.
Right, yeah. That's why I exist. I got a source.
That's what you exist.
That's what you know. What my source is?
That's not need
Pebble,
to be
tell
said.
Them what my source is.
You yourself and you.
That's right. My brain. My source.
The worst source ever.
No. Not so. Then everybody can. How did Homer know?
Yeah, why don't you put it up on the poll? Were you worried when you heard the Haslam's took over the Bucks?
Yeah, put that up. Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. Were you worried when you heard that the owners of the Cleveland Browns, the Haslam's, are now owners of the Bucks for Mark Lazary? Yes or no? Perfect question.
No would be the answer.
Until Homer.
Are they going to tell the coach to sit Giannis? That's the only way they're going to screw it up.
What?
What?
No.
What? What do you mean what?
What? That? No. Don't ever say you don't.
Remember, where's my Pulp Fiction?
You don't know.
What? Hey, what ain't no country I ever heard of?
You
speak English and what?
Yeah, I'll tell you. You don't know the way they could screw things up.
They
had somebody from they screwed everything up when it didn't seem possible to screw things up in
Cleveland.
Unless
they're going to sit Giannis, they can't screw it up.
Sure they could.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they could irritate somebody and then they wouldn't want to be happy. It's already over. It's over.
It's over
already. You are so confident even the Haslam's couldn't screw it up.
You jinxed them. That's what I mean. You jinxed it. They had the championship until you started this yapping narrative.
Pebble, can you look up under jinx? Like, I don't know the rules of jinxing. Is there?
Know the announcers.
You know what? Pebble, I feel like you and are you a better guesser?
Everything was fine.
I kind of don't know the
rules.
Suddenly,
there's a problem.
There was potentially a problem, yes.
There's no potential.
Other than that, Edens would not allow it. Well, no. Without him changing the rules, he would get the same authority that Lazary did. He's buying his share. But in order to buy that share, he has to agree that he doesn't get the same authority that Lazary did.
Little boy crying wolf over here.
Nah.
Wolf, wolf, wolf.
Yeah. It's correct,
there
yes.
Wolf.
There is no wolf. But not everybody knows there is no wolf. The only people that know it are listening to this show. If you're not listening to this show,
you're in trouble, huh?
Yes, it's a
you're
bad day. They're sad.
Oh, boy.
Name one owner you don't want to own your pro team. The owner of the Cleveland Browns. Yep, they just bought your basketball team.
I can think of a few.
Name one. There's none worse than theirs. They're at the bottom.
The Knicks owner.
He's right. He's close.
Yeah, he's right.
He was
there.
Ahead until they got Watson.
He's right there.
Browns picked Watson. That should be. Who are worse? The worst owners ever. All right. Who are the worst owners in the world right now? Browns, Knicks.
What do you got against Watson now?
Well, just a really risky thing.
Oh, a lot of teams do risky stuff.
Not like that. That was
they just
all
gave
level
up a lot of money.
Correct.
Hey, listen, they've been terrible forever. They're desperate. They need a quarterback.
Again. I would assume it might work, other than the fact that the Haslams did it. And you know what they do? You know, they got the Midas touch. They reinvented the Midas touch. You know what theirs is? Everything they touch turns to a muffler. Hey,
Pebble, can you look up futures on the Browns? I'm gonna have to put some money on them.
Yeah.
I'm jinxing them, too.
Yeah, so, there we go. You just do that.
Suddenly win.
Yeah. Maybe you put some money on the Houston Rockets, too, while you're at it. And how about who else?
Do the Haslams own them, too?
No.
You're jinxing the Haslams right now. Reverse jinx.
I don't have the jinx.
The Browns are going to be good, and now you just screwed the Bucks.
All right, good. There we go. Anything else?
I hope not.
Marquette? They're ranked number six in the country. Didn't I nail that one, Pebble? I got that one again,
didn't I? You had the one call that's off of the weekend correct again?
I think I said seven. Six even. What did I say? They'd be as high as seven?
Yes.
The last time.
That's high, but they're higher.
The last time
was. Did you get it right? Or?
What?
You said seven only.
Yeah.
You didn't say they go to six.
No.
So I don't think you got
it right.
I said
they moved up. I said, what was my exact? They'll move up in the ranking, right?
Ooh, he said high seven. Ooh, that's a wrong answer.
Last time, you know the last time they were six?
No.
I was coaching tennis and coming to Marquette against Marquette for Notre Dame. That's how long ago it was. How long ago do you think that was? Where I was the assistant tennis coach at Notre Dame, rolling into Marquette to put a whooping on their men's tennis team.
But we got
to
get his one call. Because then my one call was that you were going to get your one call wrong.
I know.
That was my one call.
That's right. That was mean.
Only one call was Marquette moves into top seven in new poll on Monday.
There they did.
Top seven.
Yeah.
Okay. Woo! Right.
Nice job to cover there.
Are we taking Chef Ed right now? We got Chef Ed on the phone. You want to take him?
I just want to let you know, I had no belief that they would be number six.
You thought they'd be seven.
I thought seven at best. Chef Ed, you're on 94.5 ESPN.
Good job.
Thank you. You got it wrong. Good job. You jinxed it. You didn't jinx them, though.
You're the jinx.
Chef Ed.
Yeah, Homer. Okay, let me tell you. Okay, did Lazary make a lot of decisions? I don't think so. The only reason the Haslams are there is because they're deep pockets and they want to win a championship. They want to have a championship under their belt.
Yeah.
The fact that they're coming on is not going to make it. It's not going to change anything. They're not going to make decisions on Giannis coming or staying or leaving or going.
You're right. Lazary. That the setup was that the owners each got a charge for 5 years, and Lazary's currently in his 5-year stretch. So if they bought Lazary, by definition, that would mean that they would, if they adopted what he had, they would be in charge now. Edens was in charge for the first 5 years. I don't know if the third guy gets five or how that works. But the only way that doesn't take place is if the Haslams agreed to that change. And that has not been officially announced. But even more important than officially announced, I have announced it. Thank you, Chef Ed.
Homer, it's not going to make a difference. They have deep pockets, and they want to have. They're not doing anything in Cleveland, so they want to win a championship. They want, and they know the Bucks are ripe to win the championship. I agree with Tony. And by the way, Tony, you were great last night in a Fox Sports Blitz.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Seeing you and hearing you. But they know they're right. The Jay Crowder pickup was amazing. I mean, him and Bobby Portis together are tenacious. They're going to be vicious in the playoffs.
They're going to be tough. They're incredibly deep. Yep, very good. Thanks, Chef Ed. Jason Wilde. Wonder what he's jinxed.